Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You probably haven't heard anything in your regular media about the recent sudden resignations of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston President Eric Rosengren and Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas President Robert Kaplan. Both men resigned after Fed Chair Jerome Powell confirmed a few weeks ago that they were being investigated for potential illegal activity of trading stocks on the basis of insider information received while serving in their positions. Rosengren had been president of the Boston Fed from 2007 until he resigned as of September 30. Kaplan had served as a Dallas Fed president from 2015 through October 7. In their positions as presidents of the Federal Reserve Bank branches, they participated in every meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee during their tenures. Both also served as voting members of the FOMC every third year, where Rosengren was a voting member in 2016 and 2019, while Kaplan was a voting member in 2017 and 2020. In these capacities, these two were involved in discussing the Fed's economic policies and their likely impact on the U.S. economy. Because they have access to this insider information, the Fed had policies and procedures in place to discourage Fed officials from financial investments on the basis of this information. To the extent they do engage in investment transactions, these men were required to report them to Fed oversight officials on mandatory annual financial disclosure forms. Rosengren's transgressions involved sizable investments made in a joint account with his wife using funds borrowed from Citigroup. Kaplan may have violated as many as a dozen Fed policies, and the extent and timing of his investment trading and how he completed his financial disclosures. What is clear from his filed reports is that he conducted multiple transactions, each in excess of $1 million, trading in and out of the Standard & Poor's 500 futures contracts, which are highly speculative investments if you don't have insider knowledge. He also made numerous $1 million or larger trades of stocks of big tech and fossil fuel companies, industries heavily impacted by Fed policies. Is it fair for Fed officials making economic policy to profit from their insider information? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.